So, Hare Krishna, we are ready to start. I welcome all of you affectionately to the second part of the katha called Srimati Radharani's coronation as the Queen of Vrindavan. If you please look to your side, there's this beautiful installation, it's actually called, of Srimati Radhika sitting there. She is glittering with jewels, but also with divine ecstasy, and one of the gopis is glorifying her. And perhaps the best glorification of Srimati Radharani is given by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, I worship Srimati Radharani, who has lotus eyes. In fact, I remember and think of Radha, who has a very sweet smile. And I speak of Radha, whose heart melts with compassion. What this means is that because Radha sees the sufferings of the living beings and is attentive to them, she is not, let us say, negligent. All obstacles can be removed in the case of someone who turns to her. So I speak of Radha, whose heart melts with compassion. And then finally, in fact, I do not know of any other goal than Radha. So please, this is such a nice prayer to enter into the mood that I would request you to repeat after me. Bhajami Radham. Aravinda netram,
Aravinda netram,
Smarami Radham,
Smarami Radham,
Madhurasmitasyam,
Madhurasmitasyam,
Vadami Radham,
Vadami Radham,
Karuna Baradaram,
Karuna
Tato mamanyasti gato na kvapi. Today we observe the disappearance day of a great devotee of Srimati Radharani, who is also the spiritual master of our founder, Srila Prabhupada. His name was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, but he had also another name by which he was known in the more inner circle of his own devotees. It was Sri Vashabhanavi Devi, that is the servant of Srimati Radharani. Thank you. Thank you so much. This is really very, very nice. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, at the end of his life, said something which is quite telling of his inner heart. He said, I had so many points to make about pure bhakti and topics of Mahaprabhu that should have been preached, but before saying these things, I've taken up much of your time with introductory talks. If the Lord wills, I shall be able to elaborate all these subjects. you can see he wanted to talk about something that was on his mind, but he felt, because he was addressing a general public, that perhaps I must first introduce them to Krishna consciousness. Once, there's a famous story about him. Once when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came to Radhakund, he actually made quite a statement. He came in a mobile car, in a motor car, and all the Babajis who had renounced the world were really very much asking, this is a saint who travels in the in a motor car. For them, even bicycle was Maya, and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to make a point, which he said, we should use everything in Krishna's service to glorify him. We should not just for our own good move away from the world and cultivate our own inner ecstasies. But no, we should move into the world on motor cars and printing presses and all these things. So sometimes he was not understood. His inner heart was not seen. Now, I'm not sure there is a translation I see. For how many devotees are you translating? For one devotee or how many? For seven, okay. I can't see you. Where are you, please? Who's translating? Isn't it better if you translate in this direction and not into the hall? I'm asking myself. So I would suggest if you take your good chair, I hope it is comfortable, and just have your back towards me and then translate for all these jewels from the cold land of Russia. His heart was not always understood. During this time, when he was at Radhakund, one of his disciples saw that something like a small king, the Divan of Bharatpur, was performing Dandavat Parikrama around Radhakund with his whole family, and reported to Bhaktisiddhanta, I saw this very wealthy man bowing down long and long obeisances into the dust of Radhakund and doing the whole Parikrama. Isn't he wonderful? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, yes, he has high regards for this Divan of Bharatpur. But he clarified something which made him, endeared him to many devotees. He said, see, the Divan has high regard for Radha because Radha has a connection with Krishna. But we, as Vaishnavas, worship Krishna only because of his connection with Radha. We think he's wonderful because he is standing next to Radharani. And with this, he expressed his inner heart, that he considered himself a devotee of Radharani. Very often, when he was amongst his more advanced disciples, he would read a verse from the Vilapkusha Manjali. Ashabare Amrita Sindhu Mayae Katanchit. And he would be very moved when he spoke it. The verse says, there is a hope that sustains me and that nourishes my existence. I think all of us have a type of hope. Someone has perhaps the hope that he would like to spend more time in Vrindavan. Another amongst us has the hope that finally the Bitcoin in which he invested raises. Another has a hope I can get more time to study the scriptures. And yet another has the hope, I hope my preferred football team for which I'm rooting finally wins. I mean, when does Neymar come back to the field? You know, and in this way, there are many types of hopes amongst all of us. Hope is that sustains you, that nourishes you. We live because we have hopes, desires. When we are hopeless, they become dejected. So this verse says, there is a hope that sustains me and that nurtures my existence. With this expectation, I somehow pass my days dragging my life through these drawn out times. That nectarian ocean of hope is attracting me and is keeping me alive. But my patience has reached its end. I can no longer endure. I cannot wait another single moment. If you, Srimati Radharani, do not immediately show your grace to me, I'm finished. I will lose hope forever. I will have no desire to continue my meaningless life, for it would be totally useless. Without your grace, I cannot bear to live another moment. Now, as he began to explain this and other verses, his voice began to falter and then shook up. Tears streamed from his eyes, his body started to quiver, and his hair stood on end. And gripped by this ecstasy, he fell from his wooden chair to the floor. So disciples were stunned. They stood around him. Imagine someone here would show symptoms of ecstasy. Uncontrollable symptoms. We would really look. I think up till now it has not happened very often in the Hare Krishna movement. So he fell to the floor, and the disciples helped him to come in another room, and there he continued to cry. I cannot wait any longer. Without your mercy, my life is useless. And after he had composed himself a little, and here you can see him, he addressed the lamenting devotees. He said, today I made a strong mistake. I have surrendered to a great weakness. By speaking topics of the spiritual realm in the presence of ordinary persons. I just didn't realize that there are so many outsiders here. So this is a mood of these high, high devotees. They are very hesitant to speak about the subjects that are deepest in their heart. They are as careful, perhaps, as a person who has lit a candle and has put it in a windstill place, and who's afraid, if I put the candle now into the public space, you know, outside of this protected private realm, perhaps people will criticize, and then the light will be blown out. So I want to say it is with this mood of utmost respect that I feel we should approach these subjects of Srimati Radharani's coronation. The dilemma is if they are not, this is not spoken about in the realm or in the association of devotees, they will be bound to these material subjects, football, money, quarrels amongst themselves, and normal subjects of ordinary human beings, and they will not rise to the platform of purity of heart, and then their life is hopeless. So, but it must be approached with the highest respect. Having said this, let us go right into the subject of today. You remember yesterday we heard how Krishna felt that the whole world is worshipping him, but he is himself worshipping Srimati Radharani. So Radha's glory should be made public. Therefore he requested the divine Leela Shakti. What is her good name again? Virinda Devi. Yes, you remember nicely. That she should become a voice in the sky and should order Purnamasi, the great, grand old lady of Vrindavan, to arrange for the auspicious royal bath of Radha and for her coronation. Yes, we heard. So the moment Radharani heard this aerial voice, Radha should be made the queen of Vrindavan, she knew it was one of Krishna's arrangements. And although she herself is very shy, her name is Srimati, he is very bashful, she said, if it pleases Krishna, I'm going to do this. I remember one of my god brothers said, if for preaching it is good, if I dress in diapers, I will go on an Oprah Winfrey show in diapers. Diapers is baby dress. So for preaching or spreading Krishna consciousness, great devotees are sometimes found to do extraordinary sacrifices. This comes from the spiritual world, where Radha thinks, for the pleasure of Krishna, I will walk like the queen on procession through Vrindavan and appoint my gopis as posts in the government. So Radharani is now sitting on a golden throne. She is there in the Abhishek dress. And the first bath is given. The Brijbasis come very joyfully forward. They take a pot made from rubies and then put pure water in it, and pure this water from a ruby pot above Radha. Now as the water flows first on the head and then down. It appeared like fresh nectar that came down from the moon. You see here some fresh nectar in the form of the holy name is falling down on you. No? That's the idea. You're bathed in the nectar of the holy name. That's a good program. And really it looked as if fine pearls, you can see here, the ideas here, came from the moon and glided down Srimati Radharani's wonderful form. As this was going on, Krishna was sitting nearby in the kund. He had already observed Radha for some time, but this time his friend Stoka Krishna was there. And he joked, "Krishna, you don't need to feel shy about looking at Radha. Why bother to suppress your love? No one will notice what you feel for Radha because they are all looking only on one, in one direction, that is Radharani's Abhishek and so on. No one will even notice you, Krishna." Now Radharani felt Krishna is nearby, but she wanted to keep her love secret. So one gopi advised her, "Krishna is staring at you, Radha, but don't look back. Don't look back at him. Even by mistake, don't look back. In times like these, you can increase his loving affection for you by acting as though you are indifferent." So there are many beautiful details as the Abhishek is going on. There is the third Abhishek. And Jiva Goswami said, by the time of the third Abhishek, where there was the ringing of bells, the banging of gongs, the chanting of mantras, and the blowing of conch shell, it was quite a sound. By that time, the entire bathing arena was flooded with nectar. All the holy waters were there, and it is said Purnamasi perspired with ecstasy, and that filled huge lakes. Actually, when we were this year in Umrau, the place where the bathing took place, it was quite interesting. On the way, we did see perhaps one or two ponds of water, but when we arrived there, it was as if there were oceans of water surrounding this bathing place of Radha, which looked more like an island in an ocean of nectar. And the devotees asked, "Is this the bathing water from when Radha was bathed?" And I only could say it reminds us of this. Because Vrindavan Dham is a special place. It reflects the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, okay, the sixth bath came. Vrinda Devi lifted an emerald pot high in the air. What is the color of an emerald? Green. So it was a green pot made of perhaps one jewel. It was really a big emerald. She lifted it really high. And then she said, "With the sixth Abhishek, I bathe your limbs and request that with the six qualities of a king, you protect this transcendental forest of six seasons." What are the attributes of a ruler? You can see a good ruler needs to have six, or a good leader needs to have six attributes. He needs to have people around him. If he is a king, he needs to have troops. He needs to have wealth. He needs to have forts. And then what I think is most important, he needs to have a council, people who give him advice. If you are a leader and you have no one to advise you, you only have your own mind as a guru. And that is problematic because he changes opinions, no? And the sixth is what a king and also a leader needs, friends. No? Then he is a leader. So Vindadevi says, may you rule with these six attributes. People, troops, Radha has gopi troops, have wealth, forts, councils, and friends. Then the water falling from Vinda's pot turned yellow black like honey as it flowed over Sri Radha's hair. It turned white like milk as it touched her face, and it foamed like a waterfall as it cascaded down over her limbs. At this point, Krishna started to tremble with ecstasy, and he has a waist belt and ankle belts. They began to make a beautiful sound. Now, his friend Kinkini means little bell. It's a friend. It's a nice name for a friend, Kinkini. He said, "Oh, you're trembling so much, and you make so much sound. Do you still need me? My name is also Bell, but I'm not so loud as you." And Madhu Mangal, who always jokes, said, "Friend, you are warmly dressed. Why then do you tremble in the same way as Radha, who's covered in wet bathing clothes in the open air? Hair shivering is understandable, but I don't know about your shivering." It was, so some nice rasic talk is going on, and as Radharani was bathed, the water which glided down, you know, in the beginning it takes a black form because her hair is black, and white because her face is white, and then cascades down. It started to foam and fizzle, being in contact with Srimati Radharani's halo and ecstasy. It is said here, and I read it to you, because it was touching Radha's great virtue, the water was caused to bubble and fizz with ecstasy. Now, when the bathing ceremony was complete, it was nine baths, but we will not hear about all the nine baths. Krishna was thinking, what other miracles are going to happen? By that time, Srimati Radharani was ushered into an area that was screened off because she would be dressed in a royal garment. And as she was screened off, you know, hiding behind this curtain, or covered by the curtain, her bodily effulgence increased so much that the whole area was shining. And Srimati Radharani was then dried, and she was given a dress that looked like the dress of a queen. So on this dress, and here you will find an important aspect of the spiritual world, there were swans, which were, it's called embroidery, they were sewn on the dress. And when the dress was put on Radha, all the swans on her dress became alive. And they cooed in ecstasy, ooh, like swans do when they are ecstatic. You have to come to Neuruppin to see ecstatic swans, you know. And they started to move. And they made this concert. Because this, you must know, everything in the spiritual world, including the dresses which come in contact with Radha and Krishna, are conscious. It's not like in this world where we have unconscious objects, but they become conscious. Mm. Then Radharani began her rule. She was placed on another throne, and her closest associates stepped forward and were holding a bowl of fresh ghee before Radharani. And Radha looked into the bowl and saw her own reflection, how she was dressed, how she looked, and so on. And she thought, this beauty should be enjoyed by Krishna only. Then the other gopis gave profuse ornaments and put flowers in her hair and flowers everywhere so that she looked like a goddess with flowers. The floral goddess of Vrindavan. Then Radharani began her rule by first distributing gifts. She gave lovingly a special box that was full with the leaves of the flowers of Vrindavan to Purnamasi. Then she gave baskets full of jewels to the brahmanas. Then she asked Madhu Mangal what sort of gift Madhu Mangal wanted. He's a Brahmin boy. And he said, please give me what is dearest to your heart. And Radharani hesitated a moment. Because what is dearest to Radha's heart? Krishna. But then, because the Brahmana had asked on the auspicious day of the coronation, he said yes, and Madhu Mangal started to dance and run over to Krishna and embrace him. You are mine. And Krishna felt a little bit, you know, in between the lines, because he had arranged the coronation only to glorify Radha and please Radha. Now Radha had given him away. He didn't really know what to make out of it. Then, as everyone looked up, Radha raised her right hand. Do you know what this gesture could mean? Blessings. I request you to look at the altar of Radharani. Do you see her right hand raised? Yes, no, middle. Good. This is the mudra of blessings. How can you know that you have received blessings? When you ask for blessings and when you receive blessings, one important thing happens. That is, in your heart, when you are blessed, you will feel the power to do something, or the strength or force or determination that before seemed to be impossible for you. Are there things which you feel are impossible in your life? You tried, but you failed. It's a good question, isn't it? Hari Seva, anything where you tried, but you could not just push through that area of failure? I think if we are a little thoughtful, which is not always easy for us, But if we, yes, there are things which seem to be out of my reach. Blessings will give the strength of your heart to do this. Therefore, Prabhupada went to Advaita Acharya's temple before he dared to set foot on the ship that would bring him to the West. And he cried and said, please bless me. I have this impossible mission to go to the West. I require blessings. My dear devotees, everything is possible with blessings. But if you don't ask for them, or if you don't qualify to receive them, then you might be on your own. And you might be stranded when you come to your own shortcomings. So Radharani, true to her compassionate nature, raised her hand and she pronounced a blessing. She declared, with the mudra of blessing, let all those bound creatures be liberated. Now the Acharyas say this was a wonderful blessing for those who are bound by the three modes of material nature. But the gopis became afraid because they were bound by love to Radha and Krishna and they did not want to be liberated. It is problematic if we are bound by the three gunas, but to be bound by love to Radha and Krishna is the goal of our life. It's only then when we are free. Now everyone could see Radha behaved like a true queen. She had accepted the rule of Vrindavan. She gave presents, she gave blessings like a real queen. And as this happened, a miracle happened in Vrindavan. The rivers started flowing with nectar. There was nectar. You could drink the nectar, mango, honey, whatever. The mountains broke open and jewels came out of the mountains. The trees began, something dripped down the trees, and those who stood near could taste beautiful honey came out. And the cows were so ecstatic that from their udders milk started dripping down on the ground of Braj. Krishna's presence in Vrindavan, say the Acharyas, or in life, make everything blossom, but Radha's blessings make everything super excellent, beautiful and complete. Yeah. Now Radharani needed to be made ready for the crowning ceremony. You know, she is sitting already on the seat of the queen, but she needs now her crown. So she's brought again to a place where she is dressed up for the crowning. Some of you have seen with increasing boredom the crowning of Prince Charles. It was a long, long thing, no? I think you have fallen asleep in the middle. I saw some of it and I thought, oh, let's go to the essence, But Radharani's crowning was extremely delicious. Because she was now decorated with flowers and jewels. Her face was painted with decorations a castori spot was put on her chin. This spot always attracts the attention of Krishna. It's somehow here. Her eyelids were decorated with kajal. A pearl was placed on the tip of her nose. It was hanging down, and when it moved, it was showing the redness inside her nostrils. And then Van Gopi came forward and wanted to apply a special red color to Radha's lips. But Radha started to smile, and the smile was rosy, so that the gopi thought, oh my God, it's already so beautiful and red. Let me not cover the redness with my red substance here. And so on. Then Radha went to the center of one special palace. There was a tall bakula tree with fully ripe fruits and flowers. And inside the tree there were birds who were great saints who spoke Vedic wisdoms. But it was Vedic wisdom. It was not just... not like that. Now, the amazing thing was that the tree was one of these desire trees who could shape... change its shape. One moment it looked like a tree, the next moment it looked like a lotus flower. It just changed shapes, and this was truly incomprehensible. Radha then sat down on a throne under the tree, and there she was offered a particularly sweet Aartik ceremony. And Radha then looked around, and she did feel uncomfortable because there were so many elderly Brijbasis. So he said, bring chairs and little thrones. They must sit comfortably. I do not feel comfortable if I sit in the presence of the elders. And then a special throne was arranged where Krishna sat down. Now, you must know one thing. Radha and Krishna are seen in Vrindavan according to the mood. Those who are in the amorous mood, in Madhurya Rasa, saw Krishna was sitting right beside Radha. But those who were in the Vatsalya Bhava, that is the parental mood of Krishna, they saw Krishna thrown far away from that of Radha. To explain it very carefully, I want to quote to you what Madan Mohan told me once. Madan Mohan is a devotee from Switzerland, and he went to an internet shop, where else to go, in Vrindavan, and asked the internet shop owner, how do you worship Krishna? And the shop owner said, I don't worship Krishna. He is a small boy. I worship Durga so that she protects Krishna. The same is there in Nandagram. When the devotees come to the altar, the Brijbasis, they do not pray for anything to Krishna, but they pray to Lord Shiva or others, that Krishna is so small. He doesn't know his limits. He is always playing. Let him be protected. They, in other words, see Krishna not as the lover of Radharani, but as a small Shishu. Shishu means little boy who needs to be protected. Like when Krishna leaves early in the morning, Mother Yashoda will say to the boys, he doesn't know his limitations. You know, you go left, you go right of him, you go in front of him, and you just protect him so that he doesn't fall into harm. So, once everyone was seated, Poonamasi approached Sri Radha's throne carrying an embroidered cushion, and upon this cushion there was a very special crown and a scepter. And when Poonamasi placed the jeweled crown on Radha's head, all the Brajbasis chanted, Jai Jai!
Jai Jai!
Not like this, it was more jubilant. Jai Jai!
Jai Jai!
Yes. And made an official proclamation, Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai!
Shrimati Radharani Ki Jai!
Jai Jai Si Radhe!
Jai Jai Si Radhe!
The Queen of Braj, or Brindavaneshwari. As Radha accepted the throne and then the scepter, everyone opened their mouth and gasped. There was a miracle happening. Radharani became double as effulgent. The crown became like a second sun and the scepter like a moon. That was it. So I would like to chant with you now a little kirtan, and then we will continue, because the actual miracle is about to happen. I hope it's happening today or tomorrow. We will see. So in your mind's eye, you can see Radharani sitting and getting a crown. You can look around, back. It will help you a little. And I need a pair of cartels. Yes. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. In your mind's eye, you can see Radharani is having her crown and her scepter full of light, and the residents of Vrindavan are chanting. It's a little higher, a little higher. They are very jubilant and they sing quite ecstatically. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Yeah.
Bhaveneshwari Jai 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 Daya
Bhaveneshwari Jai Jai Jai
Daya Vrindavaneshwari Jai 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 Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In closing this katha, I want to narrate a particularly humorous event that took place at that time. So Srimati Radharani has her crown and scepter, has given her blessings. Now the government needs to be formed. As you have heard, the monarch or emperor needs to rule with good counselors, with friends also. There needs to be ministers, and everything needs to be there. So obviously Radharani's closest friends, which are always worshipped on the altar. For instance, in Radha Desh, we see Radha Gopinath, and who's next to them? Lalita and Vishakha. Yes, you know everything. So they are the first choices of ministers. Radha Rani appoints Lalita as whom? Prime Minister. So then the Prime Minister gives away all other governmental posts, and at the end Krishna comes and says, is there a place for me in Radharani's government? And Lalita, in order to increase the Leela, and the flow of the Leela, says, I'm not quite sure. We have already given away all the responsible posts in Radharani's government, and we need very grave people. But you are so playful, and you cheat so often, and you steal. I don't really know if you are qualified. Is there anything you think you could do in this very exalted government of Radharani? Any post where we could write your name under? And Krishna enjoys being, you know, with his dear devotees, you know, being in some ways even, you know, that's a heavy statement. Are you qualified enough? So he says, all posts are already given away? Yes, says Radharani. Everything. Home ministry, forest ministry, everything. And then Krishna thinks, and I know what. I will go around in every forest and declare that Srimati Radharani is the queen. I will be her herald. You know, in the old times, there was no telephone, thanks God. But there were heralds who were going out. They would drum in the villages, and everyone knew, okay, important news are coming, and they would come and listen. And Krishna said, I will do that. I will go all over Braj, in all forests, in all villages, and declare that we have now a queen, Srimati Radharani. So all the gopis cheered. Yes, that's a good service for you. That's a good service for you. So at this moment, so Krishna goes and returns. He is dressed like a police constable, you know. And then he enters the assembly of the gopis who all laugh. And yes, he is now the servant of Radha. That's a good position. And Krishna, with a very, very brightly smiling lotus face, he says, "Oh no! Oh no, my flute is gone. Oh, that's not an auspicious beginning of a government where there is thievery going on." So all the gopis are wondering about the turn of events. Vishakha said, "That's good that your flute is gone, because you bewilder everyone's mind with your flute playing." But Radha says, No. In a government, there needs to be safety. And if our police constable if robbed his flute, then this is a problem." And Lalita says, "This is a problem. I mean, what is the problem? This is a great problem." So at this moment, Krishna says, "I need to find this precious item, you know. Can I just make a quick search?" And he makes a quick search at the gopis, and then he comes to Lalita. And as he touches her hair, the flute falls out of Lalita's hair. Of course, Krishna had placed it there. And he says, what government is this? The prime minister, highest political force, is an ordinary street thief. And Lalita is just getting furious. "You did this." And everyone laughs and bends over in laughter, because this is typically Krishna's doing, you know, to bring humor and lightness and joy and jubilant. Only it goes at the cost of Lalita. So Radharani just smiles, everyone laughs, and then Radharani says these famous words. She says, "Krishna, now, for all this time, I have done what pleases you, but now I beg you to do what pleases me. Give up your dress as a policeman and take on your natural dress, and then sit with me. I'm not the queen of Vrindavan without you. I'm only doing this as a service to you." Then the divine couple is reunited. But that's not the actual miracle. The actual miracle is coming tomorrow. This is just one of the playful episodes within the ever-flowing pastime of Radha and Krishna. So we will end this evening. We will chant again our mantra to Srimati Radharani, a worshipful mantra, and then we will have a very short kirtan. The mantra is, please join me.
Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram. Smarami Radham Marura Smitasya. Smitasya Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram. Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram. Ta ततो ममान्यस्ति ततो ममान्यस्ति गतिर्न क्वापि भजामि राधाम्
भजामि राधाम्
अरविन्दनेत्रम्
स्मरामि राधाम्
करुणास्मितस्यम्
वदामि राधाम्
करुणापरत्रम्
ततो ममान्यास्ति
गतिर्न क्वापि. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama
Yeah.
Krishna Kesara Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Krishna. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Madan Mohan Radha Radha, 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 Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Before we really enter, I need to say just two things. My dear devotees, I'm myself very, very much loving what I say, but I'm heavily relying on the work of His Holiness Indra Dumna Maharaj, who went through the whole Madhava Mahotsava and other sources, and also through to Gaurahari, who and his good wife Vaijajanti. I must say I'm also very indebted by my pilgrimage this year to Umrao, the place where this happened. The place is also known as Unmata Radhastali. Radhastali means the place of Radha, where Unmata, she felt the supreme happiness. We know, because it pleased Krishna, but tomorrow the real miracle happens, so I can't say much more. Also, I want to thank very much our devotees from Radhadesh. It's a yes, it is very, you know, it's very good if temples have a relationship, and we are not so far from each other. I think 2.5 hours by car, that's nothing in today's traveling world. And it is very encouraging for us here in Goloka Dham when you come, and it shows something like I would say devotees should love to be with each other and spend time in Krishna conscious activities like chanting the holy name, hearing about Radha and Krishna, and whenever you come with your and also do kirtan. When I saw Gopinath as the best of dancers today, that is a very is a source for happiness. In this world or in this time, we need to encourage each other or feel each others as devotees. Feel means in the sense we need to sense or see is perhaps a better word. Yes, we are all together in this wonderful Krishna consciousness movement as brothers and sisters, you know, devotees. So thank you very much for making the journey, Manuji, for singing so like the nightingale and all the others. Krishna Leela has come and Gopinath is somewhere. There's Gopinath, yes. And even the father's name? Nadia Bihari Prabhu is somewhere. It's very nice. And everyone. I did not see Surabhi. Where's Surabhi?
I think she just came back from India.
Oh, yeah. She is maybe spending time with her flutes. So, having said all this, I want to congratulate you. We have one more day left. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow is is a very important day. You might rest a little bit during the day because we will go tomorrow very late. Up till 12 o'clock in the night, I think we go. Philo, can you stay up so long? Yes. To ask the permission of the mother? No, it's already clear. And here the mother is not watching you. Yes. so So we will go. There will be many items on the list. We will also try to get you slides. There will be a slide presentation of Vrindavan. We try to show you Umrao, the place where this happened, or Unmata Radha Stali in Sanskrit, and the beautiful deities. I mean, when you see, especially, I always think this Radharani there is really effulgent. So, and others. I heard there is possibly a theater play there. At least the stage was built for this. and yes, all these things and surprises are there. I think you know the plan. There is an early morning program. Then is the second part of that lecture, The Hidden Secrets of Bhakti. 7:45, and then there is a workshop I'm aware of with Living the Vrindavan Way, and also there are many other things, many other parts of the program. You can look in the front door, there you will find everything. So now we have prepared prasadam for you in the tent, and have a good rest and see you tomorrow. Gute Nacht. Hare Krishna.